is Sky Cinema. It's time to celebrate the very best of UK commercial radio news with the IRN News Awards 2017 in association with Sky News. Now, please give a warm welcome to Sky News Sunrise presenter, Sarah Jane Mee.
Gotta wait for the crescendo. Hello, everyone. It's nice to see so many familiar faces. I saw a lot of you last year and the year before. I keep coming back. I have been invited, though. I don't just storm the stage. Welcome to the 2017 IRN Awards. Another busy year for news, I think. Is that a fair assessment? I'm sure I said that last year. We didn't think we could top 2015, but 2016 had a lot to deliver. Let's go through a bit of housekeeping before we get started. I probably should have said before, don't bring drinks into the theatre. Sorry, it's a very expensive cinema. We don't want chewing gum under the seats. We don't want red wine thrown everywhere. Mobile phones on silent as well. We are in a cinema. That's the rule, right? Turn your phones off. Winners and runners-up are going to be invited up onto the stage when your prize is announced. You'll pose for a quick picture, snap, and then return to your seats. We've got 12 awards tonight to get through. So many of you, so talented in this room. So I know that whether you're nominated or you're a winner or a runner-up, everyone will give you a huge round of applause. We'll announce the runner-up first and then the winner. As I said, come to the stage for a quick photo, then back to your seat. Joining me this evening, for a record second year, we never invite a voice of God back. We like to have a different God every year. But this one, so good last year, we have invited him back. The voice of God tonight, the one and only, David Kidd Jensen. Legend.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Jane. Good evening, everyone.
Man of very few words, God. Right, let's get the ball rolling with our first category tonight, a newcomer of the year. Let's listen to the up-and-coming talent in...
Newcomer of the year, Phil McDonald, North Sound.
We've been talking to one of the pupils at the school where Bailey Gwynn was fatally stabbed last year. He says you can't stop weapons being brought into school as they're too easy to hide. We've disguised his voice.
I don't think there's any change after the incident. There's no actual procedures in place to stop people from bringing weapons into school. It's a very big school.
Charlotte Gay, Global's Newsroom West.
Village agent Kate Simons is showing me around.
Everywhere around here was underwater. It was absolutely terrible.
I'm in trainers today, but how far would the water have come up on our legs?
On our legs, about to our knees as we're standing here. When you look at the village, it seems very normal. It's actually a beautiful place to live.
Rosie Wright, Premier Christian Radio.
Going on next to me on my left-hand side here is a steady stream. Hundreds of refugees who are trundling suitcases. Any of the violence, any of the skirmishes that we heard about yesterday have long been forgotten because everyone's in very high spirits here. Really? Some of them are waving and smiling as they go past.
Hope Webb, Fourth One and Fourth Two.
A reporter, Hope Webb, went along to Patisserie Maxime to try a mealworm brownie.
Okay, I think I'm going to taste that now. I might faint, but I might make it through. Hold on. I'll just get a little bit here. I know he wants me to take more parts of the mealworms, but that's going to be difficult.
Rosanna Austin, Radio Air.
Motorbikes are ripping up and down this main road through Leeds tonight, speeding into oncoming traffic and weaving in and out of cars. The area is complete chaos and it's incredibly scary to walk down this street with the deafening noise of engines and the thick smell of petrol in the air.
So, Sarah Jane, who is the runner-up?
I'm being cut off left, right and centre today. Mealworm brownies, did you hear that? Did I mention there's dessert afterwards? Okay, the runner-up for Newcomer of the Year is...
Phil McDonald from North Sound.
North Sound won.
Phil's storytelling and his ability to get people in desperate times to share their experiences marked his entry out as exceptional. He dealt with bereaved families, unemployed workers with bleak prospects, and children at the center of knife crime stories with empathy and humanity. Phil's reporting and interviews shows a young journalist ready to go all the way. Congratulations to the runner-up for Newcomer of the Year, Phil McDonald from North Sound. Congratulations to the runner-up for Newcomer of the Year, Phil McDonald from North Sound. Now let's find out who the winner is. Sarah Jane, the results, please.
Your 2017 Newcomer of the Year Award winner is... Now, the clue might be, if you spoke to me in the foyer today, I only spoke to a couple of people. One of them was Phil. The other one was Rosie Wright from Premier Christian Radio.
This is Premier Christian Radio.
Rosie's clear-eyed reporting, creative presentation, and mature handling of the most challenging of situations made her entry stand out. Her on-the-ground reporting from Calais brought a real sense of compassion to a very difficult situation, while her live presentation skills demonstrated that she was capable of thriving in any occasion. Rosie has energy, enthusiasm, and genuine ability to bring out the best in people, a star of the future. Your 2017 IRN Newcomer of the Year, Rosie Wright from Premier Christian Radio.
You're gonna run up and fix my mic, aren't you? And congratulations to Phil and Rosie. I promise you, I didn't know who the runner-up and the winner were in that category. So that's very bizarre. Maybe I'm a little psychic. Our next category tonight is all about journalistic endeavour, stuck story, and telling it in an informative and engaging fashion. Let's listen to our nominees this year for the hotly contested category, Best News Special or Feature.
Best News Special or Feature. Leeds Over the Limit, Radio Air.
I've spoken to people of all ages and from all walks of life and uncovered the darker side of drinking in Leeds.
The counsellor sat in front of me and said, "Your doctor says if you carry on drinking like this, you will die." And I said, "Bring it on, I don't care."
The Manchester Bomb, Key 103.
We had authenticated the code word given, take it as read, there is a bomb, it is for real. We were trying to evacuate as quickly as possible, but we only have 13 officers to try and vacate 60,000 people. But people were sort of, I've got to go into Marks and Spencer's to change this, I've got to get my Father's Day present.
US Election Special 2017, Talk Radio.
Because some are so much bigger than others, they have more of those...
electors.
Now, with the help of some trusty copper coins, these are California's electors. And these are Montana's.
Dunblane, 20 years on. Clyde 1 and Clyde 2.
When you talk about Dunblane, people now say, oh, isn't that where those Andy and Jamie, those tennis players, come from, instead of saying before, oh, isn't that the place where that happened all this time ago? So, yeah, very proud of them.
Justice for Joseph, Key 103.
What's going through your mind? What are you thinking when you hear that the government's now looking at bringing in a life sentence for those who kill on the roads?
It's just absolutely amazing and overwhelming, and it's such a warming feeling for the fact that the government have listened.
Very impressive. Sarah Jane, who is the runner-up?
The runner-up for the Best New Special or Feature is... Justice for Joseph, Key 103.
Key 103.
News.
A compelling and at times difficult listen about a young man killed by someone described as being handed an unduly lenient sentence. Remarkable effort getting this story to Downing Street and heard in Parliament. It resulted in the government announcing plans to bring in a life sentence for people who kill on the roads. The 2017 Best News Special or Feature runner-up, Justice for Joseph from Key 103.
But now, who is the winner of the 2017 Best News Special or Feature?
Well, the winner is... US Election Special Talk Radio!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A fast-paced, informative and gripping take on the US election, capturing the excitement and drama of the night. A clever opening which uses the sound of coins to illustrate the state's electors. The pace is put together really well with musical montages of the candidates, experts, live from the studio and inside the US Embassy. A deserving winner. The 2017 IRN Best News Special or Feature winner, U.S. Election Special 2017 from Talk Radio.
More excited than Donald Trump when he won the election. Well done, Talk Radio. Now, there is more to entertainment coverage than just celebrities. So let us find out who our winner of the Best Entertainment Story is. The winner in this category really upset me on Christmas Day, this, as a massive fan, the death of George Michael from Global Radio's entertainment team.
The winner impressed the judges with their sensitive handling of an emotive subject. The breadth and depth of the reporter's knowledge was used, together with personal anecdotes and memories, to give a unique perspective and compelling coverage of a huge story which was dominating the headlines. The on-location journalists brought color and atmosphere to their reports, and audio gathered was used effectively. The 2017 winner of the Best Entertainment Story is The Death of George Michael from Global Radio's entertainment team.
We move swiftly on to the best sports coverage of the year. We can listen to the nominees in this category.
Best sports coverage. Dare to Dream. Northern Ireland 2016 Journey. Downtown Radio and Cool FM.
And then it happened. The full-time whistle went. Turkey had beaten the Czechs. And Northern Ireland made it into the last 16 of their first ever European Championship.
Come on. Come in. Come in, big man. Come in.
That's it. It's done.
Yeah!
Rio 2016, Team Yorkshire Radio.
We crossed the line there. I didn't bother celebrating. I was just looking forward to catching my breath.
Emotional night last night. You're a tough Yorkshireman. Did you get something in your eye? Was it a bit of grit off the track?
It must have been there, yeah. No, I was in bits.
Scottish Cup Final 2016. Heroes and Hooligans, Clyde 1.
Phil Timer, Rangers 2, Hibs 3, and Gordon Dalziel. Unbelievable scenes here. The pitch is absolutely full of Hibs fans.
Yeah, we've got horrible scenes, Alison. This is what we don't want to see. Well done, Hibs, but we don't want to see this. All the Hibs supporters have invaded the pitch.
Match Day Live, Pulse 2.
9 minutes gone at Valley Parade. Bradford City 0, Northampton Town 0. And the applause starts as the picture appears on the big screen, the one that we've seen so many times in recent years, in the claret and amber of Bobby Campbell. There's only one Bobby Campbell, and the applause starts, and it'll continue for a whole minute.
Euro 2016, the pride of the dragon, Global's newsroom, Wales.
Incredible, from the heart, from the heart. Every single player did Wales proud. Every single player put 110% in. No one gave up. Belgium were favourites, and we did it as a little nation. Incredible.
So, Sarah Jane, who is the runner-up?
Well, the runner-up for best sports coverage is... Rio 2016 Team Yorkshire from Radio Yorkshire.
Hey, yo, you're listening to Radio Yorkshire.
Hey,
thoroughly enjoyable and engaging take on the Rio Olympics with top-class interviews and in-depth coverage of Yorkshire athletes, fans, and families. The reporter told a global story focused on local angles and made it feel significant. It never felt biased or parochial. An excellent entry. IRN Best Sports Coverage runner-up Rio 2016 from Team Yorkshire Radio. Now let's reveal the winner of the 2017 Best Sports Coverage. Sarah Jane, over to you.
The winner is... Is it me or is that getting longer? Scottish Cup Final 2016 Heroes and Hooligans, Clyde One.
Clyde One.
Captivating coverage of the fallout of the game and great reaction to the scenes after the final whistle. The team brought brilliant journalistic rigor to a fast-developing story, capturing the confusion and chaos with an impressive range of high-profile interviews. The coverage was packed with pace and drama, a fantastic team effort. Winner of the IRN Best Sports Coverage, Euro 2017, Scottish Cup Final 2016, Heroes and Hooligans from Clyde One.
It's nice to see some faces that I recognise from coming up on stages in the past as well, just recognising that, you know, often you are consistently brilliant. So well done, everyone, so far. That didn't even make any sense, did it? Often you are consistently brilliant. Look, I've been up since 2 a.m. Bear with me. I'm very sorry. You're getting me at the tail end of a very long day. thanks. If I said that on air, I wouldn't be getting a round of applause from my bosses. I tell you that much. I'd be getting a phone call. Now, let's talk about best interview, shall we? It takes more than just asking questions to be considered for this next award. A great interview can be the key to a great story or feature. We can have a listen to this year's nominees for best interview.
Best interview. Vicky Murray, West FM and West Sound.
They took me out of the room and just said, "We're really sorry," and they covered them up straight away.
How did you feel?
I was just in complete shock that this wasn't real, this wasn't happening. This doesn't happen to people like me. Like, it was just, it was a nightmare. I thought, no, I need to wake up.
Lorraine's Life Sentence, Stray FM.
When did you think, right, and I need to do something about this?
That was actually on the court, on the actual day of court. I vowed on that day that I would campaign as much as I possibly can until it takes my last breath, if need be, in Bob's name, just to get this law changed, because it's just so wrong.
Stoke-on-Trent Imam condemns terror attacks, Signal 1 and Signal 2.
Because we're talking about terrorists and religion in the same breath, do you think people are getting the wrong impression about the Islamic faith?
I feel at times where I am looked at differently. I am not ready to speak to people because they're already scared of me because of my beard and because of the way I dress.
Lorry accident, a widow's love and forgiveness, Clyde 1 and Clyde 2.
I am concerned about the driver. We bear no ill will toward him whatsoever.
Despite the fact that he possibly was being careless and didn't check behind him before he reversed his vehicle.
Possibly so, but I mean, how many of us have been involved in accidents, however minor, of one kind or another, through carelessness?
Steve Kelly, My Hillsborough Journey, Radio City 2 and Radio City Talk.
Lynn here was saying that two people at work, she'd let off to go to that match. And she was saying, you know, oh, she was really worried. And I said, the odds are so far against anything happening to them, don't worry. And unfortunately, they both went.
I wanted them to work overtime. I was pestering them to work overtime.
Sarah Jane, the talent is evident in all our nominees, but who is our runner-up?
Well, the runner-up is... Vicky Murray, West FM and West Sound.
Woo! Hey!
West FM.
Vicky's rapport and warmth with the interviewee really came across, and her questions were sensitive and intelligent, enabling her to get the best out of the interview. Vicky deals excellently with a very tough, emotive subject, which in turn makes the listener feel closer to the story. The submission tells us the story very well in a short space of time and raises awareness of cot death at a later age in babies, something very rare. The 2017 runner-up for Best Interview, Vicky Murray from West FM and West Sound. Now let's find out who our winner is for IRN's Best Interview. Over to you, Sarah Jane.
Your IRN Best Interview winner is... Steve Kelly, My Hillsborough Journey, Radio City 2 and Radio City Talk.
All the biggest hits, all day long.
Radio City.
Radio City produced an engaging and emotive broadcast about the Hillsborough tragedy. Steve Kelly interview was told in a fresh and creative way, emotionally connecting with listeners while informing them about an important story. Everything a good interview should be. The winner of the IRN Best Interview, Steve Kelly, My Hillsborough Journey from Radio City 2 and Radio City Talk.
Now, our next category is for Student Journalist of the Year, supported by the BJTC. The prize for this category is a week's work experience at Sky News. Yeah, you get to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, come work with me, yeah. Maybe you'll get some nicer shifts than that. We are nice to students. Let's hear the nominees in this particular category.
Student Journalist of the Year, supported by the BJTC. Carly Foster, University of Salford.
One man 3 years down the line from his cornea transplant has had a remarkable recovery. Nick Day from Timperley thought he would never be able to watch his son play football again.
3 years ago, I probably would have been listening to this game, trying to rely on the other parents.
Patrick Hildred, University of Sheffield.
There's no warm welcome for anyone who's not here to work. It's why a lot of locals voted leave.
I mean, if I'm honest, I'm not a racist, but it would be based on the amount of immigrants that are here. I just don't think Taylor can sustain anymore.
All the foreigners, they've knocked a lot of people out of work.
Mariana Deforge, Goldsmiths, University of London.
You can't help but feel bitter towards the people who were profiting from the war while you were fighting. People got very rich, buying factories and buildings for a penny or a dollar during the war, and have made money building flats and shopping centers, and the people who did the fighting have nothing.
Kate Borsay, University of Westminster.
It's official. Being lonely is bad for our health. So bad, those who suffer chronically are twice as likely to die prematurely.
Down the hill. I became so isolated, I didn't see anybody for like 6 years.
I didn't fit, and because I didn't fit, I was on my own a lot.
Al Riddell, Goldsmiths, University of London.
My name's Bethany Marshall, and I suffer from a body-focused repetitive behaviour called trichotillomania. The urge will literally take over anything you're doing. So if I'm having a conversation with someone, if I'm talking to a friend, if I feel that urge, I can no longer focus on that at all. All I can think about is how much I want to pull my hair out.
As always, Sarah Jane, who is the runner-up?
The runner-up is... Kate Borsay, University of Westminster. Well, this is the point where somebody tells me that Kate isn't here.
Yes. But we do know that Kate attacked this piece from a fresher angle than most do when tackling the subject of loneliness, exploring the emotions of younger working men and women
It's an inspiring listen, as you know, Sarah Jane. The story arc is well structured, the interviews recorded in quality, and the listener is taken on the type of journey that all great radio documentaries achieve. IRN Student Journalist of the Year, then, is Kate Borsay from the University of Westminster. Now let's find out who is the winner of the 2017 IRN Student Journalist of the Year.
Kate's probably at home studying. She's a student, right? What else would you be doing on a Thursday night? Well, the winner is... Patrick Hildred from the University of Sheffield.
Patrick's piece on Brexit sounded like a professional documentary. Well narrated with a wide range and quality recorded content that's creatively produced. Managed to deliver an arresting, informative and balanced piece of radio. All knitted together with a solid and clever use of natural sound and an engaging and relaxed style of interviewing. It is a stunning piece of work. The IRN Student Journalist of the Year, Patrick Hildred from the University of Sheffield.
Patrick, very well done. Congratulations to you, Patrick. Can't wait to see you at Sky News. Up for that early start? Yeah, up for the early start. We'll be in that glass box together. It's not at all like a fishbowl. It's fine. You won't even notice that people are staring in. Right, where does that take us to? That takes us to Newsreader of the Year with a TSA of under 1 million. This next award goes to recognise those who bring a little something extra to the reading of the daily news. Let's keep taking my mic out. Sorry, it's one of these things. Somebody brings a little something extra. I just bring mistakes today, so just bear with me. These people deserve awards. I do not today. Let's have a listen to the nominees for the Newsreader of the Year award with a TSA of under 1 million.
Newsreader of the Year with a TSA of under 1 million. Matt Soans, Lynx FM.
Public spaces in Lincolnshire and Newark will be patrolled by armed police officers over the festive period. The operation by police forces around the UK started this morning and will run until the 3rd of January. The international threat level from terrorism remains at severe. However,
Chris Hubbard, Bob FM, Hertfordshire.
I'm Chris Hubbard in Letchworth Garden City.
Hands up our green belt!
Protesters angry at housing plans which could impact on North Hertfordshire's Greenbelt are outside the district council offices right now. They're concerned about 14,000 new homes detailed in...
Janine Hindle, 2BR.
Protesters from across Lancashire have gathered outside County Hall to make sure that vital services can stay open. Funding for domestic abuse services is now going to a third party to share out across Lancashire.
Vicky Murray, West FM and West Sound.
Coming up, a massive operation after a fire at a Pitlochry hotel. But first, a gunman reportedly dressed as Santa has murdered 39 people and injured dozens more in a packed nightclub in Turkey. Two people were shot outside the venue before the killer targeted those celebrating New Year.
Phil Munns, D106.3 and Silk 106.9.
Paedophile football coach Barry Bennell is in hospital after being found unconscious in a hotel room. Police say they were called to a welfare incident in Hertfordshire on Friday. A number of former players have reported being abused by him while he was a youth coach at Crewe.
Sarah Jane, who is the runner-up?
I've got three mics now. Which could be a total disaster, but bear with me. The runner-up for this category, Newsreader of the Year award with a TSA of under 1 million is... Matt Soans, Lynx FM.
Lynx
FM.
Matt confidently opened his bulletin with a local terror threat and updated his listeners with everything they needed to know. He made great use of audio throughout and went on to deliver a decent run of solid local stories. Matt just managed to keep on the right side of melodramatic, but we loved his passion and warmth and ultimately saw him as a trusted source of local news. We feel there's even more to come from Matt in the future. runner-up for the Newsreader of the Year Award with a TSA of under 1 million, Matt Soans from Lynx FM. Now let's find out who the winner is for the Newsreader of the Year Award for the Wonder 1 million TSA.
Here we go. Oh, it's catching. Sorry, voice of God. Right, okay, let's find out who the winner is. That is... Chris Hubbard, Bob FM, Hertfordshire.
This is Bob FM.
Chris delivered a creative and ambitious bulletin by leaving the confidence of the studio and a developing local story to anchor on location. He used all the radio news reading tricks in the book to draw us into his storytelling, and it worked. His news reading is warm and confident, and he clearly knows how to connect with his listeners. His local knowledge is obvious, and he is a credit to his station. The winner of the IRN Newsreader of the Year Award with a TSA of under 1 million, Chris Hubbard from Bob FM, Hertfordshire.
Okay, our next award... Oh, hang on, I keep forgetting what mic I'm on. Would you believe I'm a professional? Right, okay, next up, the award that recognises the larger faction of the TSA with the Newsreader of the Year Award with a TSA over 1 million. Let's have a listen to this year's nominees.
Newsreader of the Year with a TSA of over 1 million. Naomi Holland, Downtown Radio and Cool FM.
A Northern Irish family is at the centre of a tragic drowning incident in County Donegal. Two adults and three youngsters died after their car slipped into the water at Buncrana Pier last night. Raymond McCartney is the Sinn Féin MLA for Foyle. He told us of his shock at hearing those dead were from Londonderry.
Katie White, Gem 106.
News. Well, the jury at the inquest into the Hillsborough disaster has concluded that 96 Liverpool fans were unlawfully killed during the 1989 FA Cup game against Nottingham Forest. The jury has concluded that the fans were in no way to blame for the...
Tim John, Capital FM.
Now, after the second warmest night of the year, lots of people are saying they've been bitten by mosquitoes. But this morning, researchers in Sweden say sleeping next to a chicken can stop that from happening.
Stop making the news up!
Robin Schoenhofer, Talk Sport and Virgin Radio.
Ted Evans' soon-to-be father-in-law has spoken exclusively to our sister station Talk Radio about why he spent £500,000 clearing the footballer's name after his rape conviction. Carl Massey says at first he wanted to kill the player when the news...
Chris Holdsworth, Tower FM, Wire FM and Wish FM.
Scientists are concerned that accents of cod... Yes, cod, from different parts of Britain could be hurting their numbers, with Scouse cod unable to understand Cornish cod.
Okay, Sarah Jane, who is the runner-up?
That last story, I remember covering that on Sky News. I was like, that sounds frighteningly familiar, the cod with different accents. Right, the runner-up for IRN Newsreader of the Year over 1 million TSA is... I wonder if he did sleep next to that chicken. It's Tim John from Capital FM.
London's number one hit music station, Capital.
Tim has a great rapport with the show and fits the Capital brand very well. An entry which shows he's in tune with what the listener cares about and isn't afraid to set his own news agenda to reflect this. IRN Newsreader of the Year runner-up, Tim John from Capital FM. Now let's find out who the winner is of the 2017 IRN Newsreader of the Year with a TSA of over 1 million.
The winner is... Robin Schoenhofer, Talk Sport and Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio. Talk Sport.
An excellent entry. Robin's delivery is natural, clear and very relatable. She has a lovely variation in tone and style without ever losing authority. The entry proved her ability to clearly inform the listener, from bringing them breaking news about the Hillsborough inquest to reading a showbiz bulletin. and Newsreader of the Year with a TSA of over a million, Robin Schoenhofer from TalkSport and Virgin Radio.
Well done, Robin. She's done the double. She's done the double. Right, on to the next award, which recognises those reporters that go above and beyond their job titles in order to get the best stories. Here are this year's nominees for Reporter of the Year.
Reporter of the Year. Charlotte Gay, Global's Newsroom West.
Babies? Yeah, babies can do gymnastics?
Absolutely, babies, Jim. Yeah, parents come for a social and then kids come for interaction, for colours and everything else.
And so what's the maximum age?
No maximum age. No, I was at a competition last year and there was a lady who was 80 years old competing.
Hope Webb, 4th 1 and 4th 2.
The first light of the day is starting to break and I'm pretty cold and feeling very tired indeed. I probably slept for a total of around 45 minutes overnight as I joined 300 others, including Sir Chris Hoy, in experiencing what it's like to sleep rough.
Martin Lindsay, Global's Newsroom Northeast.
He had a beautiful wife at home, newborn baby, and going out contacting 14, 15-year-old girls. He's not really a role model for young football players today, really, is he?
Did people around here used to look up to him?
I think they did. They definitely did. The kids did. He's got loads of fans.
Linda Sinclair, Clyde 1 and Clyde 2.
A number of the men are being paid low wages or no money at all in exchange for cramped accommodation. Some don't even know where they are in Scotland. One man says he made the journey from Calais hiding beneath a lorry. A 17-year-old who says he doesn't know where he's going to sleep that night or where his next meal is coming from is taken into care.
Connor Gillies, Global's Newsroom Scotland.
The Donald jetted in on his very own helicopter with the word Trump emblazoned on the side, and he was greeted by his squad of workers, from chefs to cleaning staff, all wearing their red caps, which had the words Made Turnberry Great Again written on them.
Sarah Jane, who is the runner-up?
The runner-up for IRN Reporter of the Year is... Connor Gillies, Global's Newsroom, Scotland.
Scotland's heart.
Connor is a heavyweight reporter whose entry impressed the judges because of his original journalism and his ear-catching exclusives. An old-fashioned reporter in the most complimentary sense, Connor excels at all aspects of his craft, from court reporting to difficult interviews with families affected by crime. He clearly has great energy, doggedness, and enthusiasm, and an eye for a story. IRN Reporter of the Year, runner-up, Connor Gillies from Global's Newsroom, Scotland. Now let's find out who the winner is of the 2017 IRN Reporter of the Year.
And the winner is... Linda Sinclair, Clyde 1 and Clyde 2.
Clyde 1.
Linda was a clear winner in every competitive field. She demonstrated that she is the finest all-round reporter when she backs up with clever and efficient use of social media. Linda has an authoritative but accessible lifestyle. She showed empathy, connection, and offered a broad range of stories from election night to getting something worth using from a red carpet moment with Richard Gere. Serious when necessary, but not afraid to be lighthearted at the right moments. She is an impressive force, a huge asset to her newsroom with a great future ahead of her. The IRN Reporter of the Year is Linda Sinclair from Clyde 1 and Clyde 2.
How Linda summed that up. Just shock. Congratulations, Linda. Right, it certainly has been an exciting evening so far, hasn't it, everyone? Yes. I finally got the hang of this. We're only 10 awards in. Okay. Next up are the biggies. News Team of the Year. Let's start with the smaller stations, those with a TSA of under 1 million. Here are this year's nominees.
News Team of the Year with a TSA of under 1 million. Free Radio Hereford and Worcestershire.
Hereford FC didn't quite get the fairy tale ending they were hoping for at Wembley yesterday. The Bulls did go ahead in the opening seconds of the FA Vase final against Morpeth, but ended up losing the game 4-1. These fans say it was bittersweet.
It's a tremendous thing to see them back here. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, it's been a brilliant day, eh?
Radio Air News.
We thought she was just wonderful when we met her, you know, just a few well April, wasn't it?
I got an email from her yesterday, less than 24 hours, and she's dead, and I just can't believe it. No one deserves to die in the street like that.
John and Mary are just two of Joe's constituents who've been telling me how she spoke up for the issues they cared about.
Pulse 1 and Pulse 2 news team.
Mum from Huddersfield has been speaking to Pulse One about her daughter's condition that's so rare, no one else in the world has it. Olivia Farnsworth, who's 7, can't feel pain, doesn't sleep, and doesn't like food.
Jack FM, Oxfordshire.
We've been searching along the face and indicating where there may be possible areas to search. Or the dogs and the handlers have been guiding where we've gone into the rubble at Didcot.
Radio Borders.
A lucky dip ticket from a supermarket in Hoyk has changed David and Carol Martin's lives forever.
33 million quid. And we were still obviously in a bit of shock, but every time you spoke to somebody, they're so, so happy for you.
Sarah Jane, who is the runner-up?
The runner-up for News Team of the Year with a TSA of under 1 million is... Jack FM, Oxfordshire.
Hey, it's Jack.
The Jack FM team skillfully handled both the tragic and the quirky news in their county, as well as comprehensively examining local people's hopes and fears about the year's most stunning national and international news. With a TSA of under 1 million, runner-up, Jack FM, Oxfordshire. Now let's find out who the winner of the 2017 IRN News Team of the Year is with a TSA of under 1 million.
The winner is... Radio Air News.
Radio Air.
The Radio Air team handled major breaking news in their patch superbly, reporting from the scene with a powerful witness audio and natural sound, which they showcased in their bulletins. It was all backed up with in-depth coverage online. Of the year with a TSA of under 1 million, Radio Air News.
And now on to the award for News Team of the Year with a TSA of over 1 million. Here are the nominees.
News Team of the Year with a TSA of over 1 million. Global's Newsroom Midlands.
Global's Newsroom at 7. Hi, Lester. How are you feeling this morning?
Just no history today. The journey that we've been on, it's incredible.
Leicester City have defied the odds to win the Premier League for the first time in the club's history.
Radio City News.
I can hear a song breaking out at the Warrington Inquest. I'll break away with what I'm saying now.
Yeah, just the families outside. There is a rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone, and the tears have actually subsided now, and it is smiles all round and hugs.
Global's Newsroom Wales.
For every one person working within the plant, it holds another four jobs or people that support it.
The devastating news is confirmed. 1,000 Welsh steel workers are being made redundant. 750 of those are being cut here in Portalbert.
Downtown Radio and Cool FM News Team.
History has been made. Northern Ireland have their first ever 3 points at the European Championships, and the Green and White Army are not ready to go home just yet.
That was the pinnacle of football, as far as I'm concerned. You don't, like, as a Northern Ireland fan, you do not get better than that.
Global's Newsroom, Scotland.
Thank you for calling 101. We're connecting you to Police Scotland.
Around 2.5 million people made one of these calls to Police Scotland.
Good afternoon, Police Scotland. Steve speaking. How may I help you?
More than 77,000 of them were abandoned.
Can I ask you what's regarding, please?
One caller waited 16 minutes before getting through.
Sarah Jane, who is the runner-up?
The runner-up for News Team of the Year, the TSA of over 1 million, is... Radio City News.
All the biggest hits, all day long.
Radio City.
Radio City is clearly at the heart and soul of its community and in tune with its listeners. A comprehensive coverage of the Hillsborough inquest was measured and emotive, capturing the significance of what the story meant to the City of Liverpool. An effective speeding campaign and an ambitious set-piece debate on the EU demonstrated the team's versatility and range in tackling the issues that resonate with the audience. Of the year with a TSA of over a million. Runner-up is Radio City News. Now let's find out who the winner of the 2017 IRN News Team of the Year is with a TSA of over 1 million.
The winner is... This is going to be loud. Global's Newsroom, Wales!
This is hot.
An excellent entry which showcased investigative journalism, responsible and well-scripted reporting, creativity and a large dose of fun. Interviewees enhanced the storytelling and listeners would undoubtedly have been captivated by the targeted story selection, slick production and the pursuit of engaging and interesting angles. A news team at the top of its game. Winner of the News Team of the Year with a TSA of over a million, Global's Newsroom, Wales.
Gosh, it's hard to believe we've reached the final award of this evening. Here to present the prestigious IRN Gold Award, recognising an outstanding contribution to the radio industry, is the multi-award-winning living icon that I did listen to in the morning until I got the breakfast show. Now I listen on catch-up and podcast. Nick Ferrari!
Thank you so much, colleagues. Thank you very much. Do you know, when you reach the level that I have now in this profession, whether it be... Well, no need to laugh, I haven't even started yet. Whether it be in print or in radio, it makes such a change, actually, to be asked to come out and to present an award to someone that you actually admire, that you actually enjoy working with, and that you actually just... you just wholly respect... which makes it just a fucking crying shame I'm here again because I've been told to. But there's nothing I can do about that. If there are any judges in the room, I have to tell you, you've made a terrible mistake. Because the person who's about to receive this prestigious award, can I tell you, is the Donald Trump of commercial radio. He is the man who invented fake news. This is a man who is about to receive this IRN Gold Award, who lied to his parents about going to college every day. He was actually putting in a shift at his local radio station. He only had to come clean when they offered him a job, and that is the truth. He landed his first local reporting job on Teesside Radio, but he wasn't quick getting the audio back to the station. Reason? He'd lied again. He hadn't told the bosses he was only 16, so he couldn't drive. Instead, he got a bus, a train, a taxi, a camel, whatever it took to get those stories back. Now, of course, the ability to be so duplicitous, to lie to loved ones and everyone else, marked him out for, obviously, the next progression of his career. He went to the BBC. Unfortunately, he turned out to be about as welcome as Rolf Harris at the local Scouts Jamboree. Oh, come on, we're all in the industry, for Christ's sake. Honestly, if it... I can do a lot worse than that. A short spell at Radio 1's Newsbeat confirmed the BBC was not for him. That was the crowning turd in his career. While covering Madonna's adoption of a baby from Malawi, judges, your recipient got the news car impounded in front of the world's media while live on air. So, colleagues, just what or whom do we have in front of us? We have a liar. We have a fantasist. We have someone who will fib to his own family. We have someone who's utterly inept. And we have someone with a healthy criminal streak. There's only one future. Senior management in commercial radio beckoned. And he was not to disappoint. He ran the Guardian newsroom to great success, radio news operations all around the country. And then he took the helm at LBC just over five years ago, and brought fresh life into the UK's first commercial station. It now enjoys its biggest audience ever, its biggest revenue, and the biggest share and reach and breakfast ever achieved in the station. I don't know how that got in there. He's put together an impressive roster. Listen to these names. Nick Clegg, these politicians he's hired. Nick Clegg, Boris Johnson, Sadiq Khan, Alex Salmond, and now Nigel Farage. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's very close to and hopes to land Hannibal Lecter, and then he's got the whole lot. But seriously, for a moment, I have worked with a lot of bosses and I've worked in a lot of places around the world and around the country. And this genuinely is someone who is to be admired. He nurtures and encourages young talent. He's always present. He's always there to lend an ear. The success, and it's good to see so many global colleagues here, the success that Global and LBC has enjoyed is in no small part down to what this gentleman has achieved. And I know he'll have taken the ribbing in good part, because raise the roof at the Sky Cinema or wherever the hell we are, I've no idea. I know we don't film The Pledge here, Sarah Jane. I'm fucked if I know where I am. But anyway, raise the roof, if you will, for the worthy recipient. Yes, it is, of course. James Rear. James.
This is, wow, what a wonderful surprise. It is a huge honour and a real privilege to get this award, especially in a year of such extraordinary stories. And as we all know, the news never stops. I'd like to thank IRN and to our colleagues, of course, here at Sky, to Global, to Ashley, Stephen, and of course, Richard. LBC, our newsrooms around the country are doing an absolutely fantastic job, and we couldn't do it without their support. I've been very, very fortunate in that wherever I've managed to get a job, I've managed to surround myself with some fantastic people, some great colleagues, you know, some really top players, presenters, journalists, producers, and incredible teams who have been so hungry for success. I've got a superb supporting cast in Tom, Vicky, and John, who do a lot of the heavy lifting for me. And also I've had some formidable mentors who taught me how to lie. Some really formidable mentors, some real big beasts of the industry who all have views on life. But I will always be very, very grateful for everything that they have taught me and encouraged me to do. And, you know, just being here today, radio has always been in my life. It's always been in my blood. And being here today and hearing all of the fantastic audio just reminds me what a fantastic industry we are all part of. Full of talented people, full of ideas, creativity, and a license that allows us to just get on with things. We've got journalists who don't just follow the agenda, they can set it. It is a terrific industry, and millions of people love it. Millions of people, despite all of the distractions in everybody's lives, millions of people tune into commercial radio every day. So I'm really, really proud to be part of it. And thank you for this today. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the 2017 IRN Gold Award winner, James Rhea.
Hello. Oh, yeah. James, I know, he's a big supporter. You're here every year. Turn up and off, you get a big award. Congratulations. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think just another round of applause for all the runners-up and winners tonight and all the nominees. It's been another incredible year, not just of news, but of the work you have produced as well. That wraps up proceedings. Can you believe it? Another year done. I think Nick's run off with my final script, either that or I've left it downstairs. I think pretty much I just have to say thank you. Thank you for coming along. Really hope you've enjoyed it. Those of you who are here for the sessions this afternoon on Brexit and Trump, I can't promise you won't hear those words again in the next 24 hours, days ahead. Food and drinks now will be served. Desserts, no mealworm brownies. We did hear that earlier on. I'm pretty sure they weren't doing the taste testing for tonight's menu. A big thank you to David Kidd Jensen, our voice of God.
Thank you.
Nominees, runners-up and winners, if you make yourself known to the Cried Out Loud production team here at the back, who deserve another round of applause as well. So thank you. They will have boxes to take your awards home in, because you'll have noticed they're quite fragile. Don't drop them. Don't leave on trains, however you're getting home tonight, because, of course, there'll be a lot of drink consumed. Thank you. Good evening. Thank you for having me back again. Sorry, apologies for sort of stumbling through tonight. But as I'm sure of you will probably have been working today before you came here, it has been another busy news day. So I'll see you at the bar for a drink. Eat, drink and be merry. But remember, this is a new building. Leave it how you found it, okay? Thanks very much, everybody.
What an exciting evening tonight has been. A big thank you to our host, Sarah Jane Mee. Congratulations to all of the nominees, runners-up and winners, as well as everyone who entered. This marks the end to yet another exciting IRN News Awards in association with Sky News, and another incredible year for radio news. Drinks will now be served in the restaurant across the lobby. So that's it from me, David Jensen. Thank you, congratulations, and have a great evening.